chance for Sean Mackey to strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sends it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're navy blue, are you?
Hello and welcome along to Falkirk Daft. It is the big preview show. Ross is still not with me. He's away enjoying his half term at Centre Parks. So I'm here flying solo, asking the questions and finding out a wee bit more about our opponents this Saturday at Falkirk Stadium. I am doing it in the company with a man who I love. He is the voice of new music in Scotland, but not only is the voice of new music in Scotland, he is a dark blue through and through. It's Mr. Jim Gellie. How you doing, Jim?
How are you doing, John? Good to speak to you, you Falkirk dafty.
It's been a wee while, Jim. So, backstory is me and Jim have worked in radio together for years and years and years at Beat 106 and XFM Scotland, all the defunct radio stations that don't exist anymore. But you're still on the radio at BFBS, Jim.
Indeed I am, and I do a new music showcase on Amazing Radio as well that I've been doing for 15 years now, which seems incredible.
That's amazing. We'll talk about, I want to, because there's no point in having the voice of new music in Scotland. Now, if you don't know who Jim is, Jim basically played everyone before they got big. So Biffy Clyro, Amy McDonald, Paolo Nutini, all these players, they all owe it to Jim for playing them on the radio first, I would say. They all owe their careers to you, Jim.
Oh, that's nice. And they're in Falkirk at the moment. So, of course, we've got Broghill doing amazing stuff.
I just was at their gig on Friday night, so we'll talk about new music in just a bit, Jim, because I'd like to get your thoughts and get some hot tips from you. But not only, you know, new music, many people probably don't know that you're so ingrained to Dundee and your family's so ingrained to Dundee.
Yeah, my grandfather was the chairman of Dundee when we won the league in 1962, and then my father was the chairman. I think possibly the last time we won a trophy, which was 74. So my dad's no longer with us, but he got really to the top of Scottish football administration. He was a president of the Scottish League and stuff like that before the Scottish Football League became defunct and became the SPFL and stuff, merging with the SFA. So, I mean, brought up and also brought up at a time in the 80s where Dundee were sort of the second team in the city. I'm not sure quite what it's like at the moment. But my dad would take me to all the games at Tannadice in Europe. So, like, Barcelona, Roma and all that. So, and I was there at the UEFA Cup final as well, standing on the terraces supporting Dundee United, I hate to say.
There was that whole thing in Dundee. I mean, I think it's obviously gone now, but when Dundee United were away, people would go and watch Dundee and vice versa. That doesn't exist anymore, presumably.
No, my family, so my cousins, Dundee supporters, would have season tickets for Dens and Tannadice, and and would go to both. They usually be going to Tannadice and supporting the away team. So they weren't really supporting United. But to be honest, you know, if Dundee United, I mean, yeah, I was delighted yesterday with Dundee United against Rangers, because I mean, it's, for me, it's a city. You know, I'm proud of my city. So and it's sort of better that they got a draw and didn't win, because then we have the glory after beating Celtic.
Well,
beating Celtic. What?
I know, unbelievable. We're recording this on a Sunday evening, so it's very much fresh in the mind. 37 years since Dundee got a win over Celtic at Dens Park. I mean, you know, from a Falkirk perspective, not great, because I think, and I don't know if this is the same with Dundee supporters, Jim. We were talking at the match yesterday, saying I think it's going to be a three-way league between ourselves, yourselves and Livingston. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong in terms of
to win the league.
No, just at the bottom. I don't know if other teams may get dragged into it, you know.
What about Rangers and Aberdeen?
Well, Rangers and Aberdeen, exactly. Yeah, but we're sort of looking. I think looking around us, it's Livingston and Dundee the ones we are eyeing up, and that result today. No one expected it, and especially no one expected it going into the game next week. What a fantastic result, and it was a great performance.
Yeah, incredible. And after getting gubbed by Aberdeen in our previous game, never saw it coming, was expecting to get absolutely trounced today, took the lead and thought, oh no, we'll just make them angry. Then got second, and it's just like, well, what's going on? This is absolutely crazy. So, yeah, I was all ready to come on here and speak to you about the game, the Dundee Falkirk game, and how, like, you have nothing to worry about. I'm not so sure now. But, you know, credit to Falkirk. I mean, it's you know, and your support as well are absolutely incredible. I mean, I'll not get a ticket for the next game in Falkirk, because you give us even less tickets than we get from Hearts.
I know. No,
it's brilliant. It's brilliant to see you fill all three sides of your stadium.
Everybody always gets the dig in. Everyone gets the dig in every single time. But no, obviously we've been on our very own journey. Dundee, you know, obviously, you've been back in the Premiership the last couple of seasons. Stephen Presley, you know, an old Falkirk manager as well, wasn't the most popular appointment, I think it's fair to say. Where is he kind of sitting with the Dundee fans at the moment?
Well, I think a bit higher than he was at 12 o'clock today. But no, I mean, there was a lot of unrest. I mean, it's funny. I mean, the media particularly go on about Tony Dock's sacking and how outrageous it was. You know, we only just scraped through last season and didn't get relegated. And our goals against Collins for two seasons with Tony Dock was atrocious. So that had to improve. And initially, when we started this season, we weren't letting in as many goals. I mean, we did terribly in the Premier Sports Cup. But, I mean, it looked like the defence was getting on course. And I think the defence, I mean, today the defence was incredible. I mean, we'd have lost that game. We'd have probably lost that game 4-3 if this had been last season.
Yeah. Well, we obviously personally know Luke Graham, who was on loan with us last season. And, you know, and everyone's, it's like, don't fall in love with a loan signing. And everybody loved Luke when he was at us, and obviously he won the league with us as well and became a back-to-back champion and instantly a legend at Falkirk as a result. So how has he done, because he's slotted, he seems to be getting first-team games with Dundee now.
Yeah, no, I think he's brilliant. I think he's one of our best young players. He stopped a goal today with his butt, which is very good. Some Dundee fans were like, I mean, Dundee fans are dreadful a lot of the time. Some Dundee fans were saying, oh, it's time to drop him because he's slipping up a bit too much. I mean, he's a guy that you need to keep in the team and will sell for lots of money in the end. But I mean, I'm remembering, it was Lee Wilkie not on loan with you guys at one stage. And Lee was so underrated, if I remember correctly, that we played you in the cup. And we let you play him.
Yeah. That was incredible.
I remember going to Brockville, standing on the terraces. Can't remember the result because it's just before I was born. No, can't remember the result. But I mean, I thought that was a bizarre thing to be doing.
I know.
And Lee Wilkie. I remember my dad. One of the last things we talked about before he died about football is that he will play for Scotland one day, and he did. And I think he's brilliant. And I met him in Inverness once. He was managing a band because he got into he.
Oh wow! I didn't realize this.
He was working for a sports management company,
right?
Who I think it was a sports management wing of a management company, Riverside Management, I think, who managed Placebo.
Oh, wow.
And he was working with them, looking after a band from Dundee. And I met him outside a venue in Inverness at the Go North Festival, I think it was called at the time. I told him the story of what my dad said and everything. And a lovely Wilkie. Lee Wilkie pops up on the, I think he writes a column in the evening telly in Dundee and the Tully, and pops up onto the various podcasts. And I always say, you know, if Dundee can't defend, get Lee back to show them how to defend properly.
Well, I'll say the same about Luke Graham, because I did say when he came to Falkirk, when looking at his stature and the way he played, I thought he's a future Scotland international, and I would not be surprised.
And scored for the under 21s during the week there.
He did indeed. One of my friends, actually, and I'm going to out him here on this podcast, Lewis, went to that game and was one of five Scotland supporters in Azerbaijan.
Oh wow. That was a crazy game, though, with all the sendings off and everything. Yeah.
So shout out to Luby, former Falkirk TV commentator, who went all the way to Azerbaijan for the Scotland under 21 game. So he said it was very strange because they were like kind of talking to the players and the sub warm up because there's nobody in the stadium, so it was a really strange atmosphere, but incredible stuff. Dundee, some top Luke Graham there. Star player seems to be the star man, certainly seems to be Cameron Congreve from Swansea. Am I right in saying that he's your kind of main man in making things happen?
He's made a big difference. The last couple of games, he's hardly had a kick of the ball because it was almost like, oh, everybody's found out about him.
Mm.
But today, and I was surprised today how much almost freedom he got. And yeah. I thought he had a great game, but didn't even get the man of the match, which was fascinating. Because I thought, oh, he's doing really well. I think Clark Robertson got the man of the match, which was well-deserved, got a goal. It held the defence together, was brilliant. I think for too long we've relied too much on Simon Murray. And Simon Murray's only scored, I think, one goal in the league this season. But the problem was they'd be punting the ball up, Simon Murray would have it, and there'd be nobody to play off. But today was the total opposite. You know, on the break, Dundee were incredible. And it wasn't just like one guy running up, there were like three or four of them. And it was just like, whoa, what's happened? This is what they should have been doing in our past games when you get the ball.
Anyone else we should be looking out for in the in Dundee side that's, you know, that is going to be a threat to Falkirk, Jim?
I'm a big fan of Joe Wesley, who's come in. We bought him, I think, from Burnley. He's a good player, plays sort of just off Murray when he gets the chance. He's great. Cesar Garza is just back from the Under-20 World Cup, Mexican. Hopefully, he didn't feature today. And I was thinking, oh, no, I hope he hasn't just... hope he's actually come back to Scotland. But I saw him in the clips on the pitch celebrating after. So even though he wasn't in the squad, he was there today. So he's a great, tricky little player, young guy, sort of 18, 19, very young Mexican. He's fantastic. Jan Danda hasn't really set anything on fire so far. I think he was on the bench today. He could be a useful player. A lot of the pundits say he's maybe... you know, he's maybe too much of a luxury, but hasn't really worked for him so far. But I think we all know what he's capable of. Charlie Riley, who's just come back from injury, who has had a hideous time at Dundee since joining us from...
It was Queen's Park.
No, it was the other Diddy team.
Queen of the South.
No, the ones from Coatbridge.
Albion Rovers.
Yes. Yes, Albion Rovers. I mean, when he was in the third tier, he was like young player nominated for Young Player of the Year against...
That's correct, yeah.
Players. So he's come back, and every time he's played, he's looked absolute class. Broke his collarbone at the start of the season, which isn't great at all, but he's now sort of making his way back. So I think hopefully he'll get a run out at some stage. Don't know if he'll quite be on. I mean, Aaron Donnelly's another one who scored against Celtic last season, or was it Rangers? Maybe it was Celtic. Aaron Donnelly's another one, Northern Ireland international. Can't get near the team. He was on the bench today, so he's another good player. It's like there are now players that I'm seeing on the bench that are sort of, I'm thinking, well, they would have got a, and did get a start last season. So maybe our new signings, a couple of loanies, aren't as bad after all. What's positive, I think, from Dundee is like I remember Tom English moaning about Dundee, saying how ridiculous how many loanies they've got previously. But actually, we've been buying players for actual money. Oh, it's always undisclosed fees, so you
Of
never know. It
course
might be a packet of Watsits and a tin of Iron Brew. But I think that's a positive thing that these are players, and that's the that seems to be the philosophy of the board that they want to get the players on, bring them on, and sell them for money. It's a long time since Dundee last got decent money for a player. I think Luke McCowan's probably the last, and I
Lyle
still think
Cameron. Oh, Lyle
we
Cameron,
haven't
but
got any money for him
yeah, that's
yet.
true, yeah.
Yeah, him and Mulligan, still waiting. I think that'll go to tribunal, and we won't get much, which is outrageous. Yet they're allowed to play
Yeah,
for their new teams. I
they
mean, that's
seem
absolutely outrageous.
those two players in particular, Mulligan and Cameron, seem to have been a big miss for you this season, Jim.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, to be fair, Mulligan couldn't get a game half the time last season, and which is outrageous. He should have been a first choice. So I mean, he wasn't getting the love he should have got at Dundee. Cameron, I mean, he was a regular. Some fans would say he went off the ball and he got a bit lazy when he knew he was going to Rangers. I disagree. I think he still gave his best, and I think he's a great little player. So yeah, they're missed, but hopefully others come in and we can make some sort of impact.
Yeah. So, yeah, looking ahead to the game this Saturday, then, Jim, I'm guessing Presley will, if unless there's any injuries in the meantime, will likely go with an unchanged side. Or do you think he'll mix up? Is he the kind of manager that'll change, chop and change things around?
I can't see him making many changes at all. I mean, Dre Wright, who came back in today, was he was a big difference. He was immense, actually. And Paul Digby, who's been out for a while, he's come back in and he's looking good as well. So there's no reason at all I could see he would make any changes. He would be daft to do. But then, that's what managers do, isn't it?
Well, that,
Daft things.
exactly. I'm sure Mr. Presley will be welcome home with open arms at the Falkirk Stadium.
Willie, I mean, what's that? Is there, I mean, bad blood or is it
No,
okay?
I don't. I've talked about it in this podcast. I don't have many bad things to say about Steve Presley. He obviously left us and went down to Coventry. Was it Fleetwood? No, it was Coventry he went to.
Yeah.
And you know what? The one thing, and I've talked about this before, thinking the podcast is the one thing that people you don't hear about Stephen Presley is players bad mouthing him as a manager. You never hear that from, like, certainly when he was at Falkirk, and when he was at Falkirk, his hands were tied behind his back because of the financial state our club was in at the time. So he was forced to play the young boys, and he brought through a lot of good young players at the club, Stephen Presley. So I don't personally have a bad word to say about it. I'm sure there's several Falkirk supporters that probably have the opposite of me, but yeah, no, I generally thought he did okay at Falkirk. He just did okay,
Yeah, I mean, what the Dundee fans' issue seems to be that he's quite softly spoken and he's a bit too honest. But I think that's quite refreshing in a way. And also, this is a man who has been a leader of men
Oh,
and
yeah.
who has captained big sides. So I think. And George Cran from the Dundee Courier certainly said this as well, that the Stephen Presley that you see in interviews and stuff is a different guy from the one you see in the training pitch. That's fine, but I mean he doesn't give off good vibes from an
Yeah.
interview point of view. He's just a bit too laid back, and you could see the pride in his voice after the Celtic game, but yeah.
Yeah, well, it's been a wee while since I'm digging out my facts here, Jim. It's been a wee while since we've met in the league back You know, I think it's certainly its top flights are way, way back, but
Oh, yeah.
15 years ago. But certainly looking at the, you know, I think in the championship, I think it was about 2013, 14, I think I might be right in saying. And we've
Okay,
obviously
more than
had a,
10 years ago then.
yeah, so we've obviously had a couple of meetings in the cups in since then. But yeah, it seems like looking at my stats, the last time we met at the stadium, it was actually. I think it was a 2-0 win away for us. I think we might have won 2-0. Yeah. Rory Loy and Conor McGrandles getting the goals for Falkirk that day.
Oh wow! Gosh,
there you go. And
yeah,
looking at
wow.
the Dundee lineup, there's a couple. Christian Nady was playing for Dundee that day. Jesus
Okay,
Christ!
yeah.
Oh God! I can't. Declan Gallagher was there,
Wow.
obviously as well. Peter McDonald. Still kicking a ball in, but that was the championship. Change days now,
Yeah.
change days now. But
Yeah, I've not been to the Falkirk Stadium yet, and so unless you guys start shedding fans, I'll probably not, or build a new stand, I'll probably not get a chance because I haven't got any chance of getting to Tynecastle games because I'm not a season ticket holder. So, and I think for this one, the supporters club have got all the tickets for
yeah.
Dundee.
I suspect you won't be making it to the game, Jim. Have you got a prediction for us, or that's the big question?
I'm going to sit on the fence because I think there might be a draw. I would have been when we were 2-0 up today, even with 5 minutes remaining, even as we went into the huge amount of extra time to allow Celtic to score today, I still thought I'll still take a draw. But I think and I think before we played Celtic, looking ahead to traveling to Falkirk, I'd have taken a draw. I wouldn't have seen us winning because we'd have been at the foot of the table. But I think I will be happy with an away
You
draw.
take a draw.
I would take a draw. I'm never going to predict my team are going to lose. I'm not going to predict we'll win because I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, if we play like we played today, we've got the opportunity. But I mean, you guys have just come off a good win.
Well, that's the thing, you know, going into these two fixtures, I said these are vital fixtures. I wanted a point at Motherwell. We got three. And I
Yeah.
thought the big game is the game against Dundee, and we need 3 points there. I mean, if we could get 3 points at the stadium, I think it'd be massive. If we play the way we played in the second half against Motherwell, we've got a chance of doing that. If we play the way we played in the first half against Motherwell, there's no chance we'll get anything from the game because we were rotten.
Oh, well, you like Dundee, you only play half a game.
Pretty much, Jim.
Yeah,
Pretty
yeah.
much. So, yeah, I think it could. I think it could be a you know, I suspect it could be a draw, just off the back of that victory, but I am going to go for a sneaky Falkirk 1-0 win.
Fair enough.
There
You're a
we go.
Falkirk man.
There
Why
we go.
not?
Listen, it'd be remiss of me before I let you go, Jim, not to ask you about some music tips for our listeners. I mentioned Brogel. I was at the gig in Falkirk, their album launching Falkirk on Friday evening.
Fabulous.
Brilliant, really, really good. Wild Night, brilliant band. Three.
They're all Celtic fans, though, aren't they?
Well, the CCL Explorers won. The bassist is basically Falkirk, but it depends who's asking, I think, pretty much.
Ah,
So I think he's
like
been.
the old Biffy Clyro thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we support Ayr United and Kilmarnock, honest.
I do, yeah. So yes. So, but no, they're brilliant Falkirk band. Who else is on the Jim Gellery radar at the moment?
Oh, well, that's a tricky one. There's so much good, exciting stuff coming through that I'm always looking sort of slightly ahead. And it's a question that I'm asked all the time,
Of course it
and
is, yeah.
I never have an answer. And it's usually something I've just come across. So if you ask me for one act right now, an act from, I want to say Brighton, certainly down south somewhere, but living in Fortrose in the Black Isle,
Right.
which is and he's plays he's a ukulele player, singer songwriter, doing really sort of poppy stuff, very catchy songs. Goes under the name The Boy Genius, not to be confused with
Yes,
the
there was,
American indie supergroup Boy Genius, which is one word, this and lower case. This is two words or three because there's the as well. So The Boy Genius.
Right.
That's one to one I'm excited about. But really, there's loads. And listen to my show every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on Amazing Radio, amazingradio.com, and hear a selection of new music from Scotland and beyond.
There you go, getting a plug in there, Jim. I would expect nothing less from you. You're a complete and utter professional when it comes to these things, unlike this podcast half the time. Right, before I let you go though, Jim, there's one thing that you have to do for me, and it is, how well do you know your team? Listen, it's not a podcast without...
I'm dreadful at these. This is where I need my son Hamish, because he only started getting into football at the last World Cup.
Oh, wow.
Dundee were playing Ayr United, and I took my daughter, and he was after, I wish I'd gone. He
hadn't
revealed, and he suddenly became a Manchester United fan first, and then a Dundee fan, goes to all the games with me.
Brilliant.
We watch all the games together. We went to see, when I was working in Germany last year with BFBS Forces Radio for 6 months, came over and visited, and we stayed in, the family came over, stayed in Dusseldorf, but we went up to Dortmund for Dortmund St. Pauli.
Amazing.
Which was incredible.
Yeah.
Both clubs that sing You'll Never Walk Alone.
Oh, right.
So at the start of the game, both sets of fans singing You'll Never Walk Alone. It was absolutely crazy.
Brilliant. I love that. So basically, how it works is, Jim, I've got 10 questions about Dundee in front of me here, right? And we've got a leaderboard. So I'm going to... You'll know some of the names on this leaderboard, by the way. So representing Aberdeen,
okay,
top of the leaderboard was 8 points. That was my friend Sheepy. Stuart Barry, the only Livingston supporter we know, is second, believe it or not, 6 points. Ewan Cameron representing the Hearts, 6 points. Gavin Pearson, the high bait, was on with 5 points.
The Hibs.
Ross Turnbull, 5 points for him. Celtic represented by Chippy, he got 4 points. And at the bottom of the table, you'll be delighted to hear Dundee United, represented by Fiona and Rab, are only on 3 points. But Rangers are also down there at 3 points, represented by Stephen Purden the last time we did this. So,
okay.
I have 10 questions on Dundee now. I always preface this by saying I went into ChatGPT and hit give me 10 relatively hard general trivia questions about Dundee FC. So just to preface it, so I'd do that because I think everyone then has the fair chance at it. Okay, so
I'm going to be awful at this. I'm dreadful.
You've got
memory like a sieve.
You've got 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. You can pass if you don't know the answer, and we'll come back to it if we've got time at the end of 60 seconds. And you're looking probably, I'm guessing, it beat Dundee United. That, let's set the bar there, and that's only 3 points.
Okay.
Right, okay then, Jim. Right, I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. In the club's only Scottish top-flight league title-winning season, who was the manager?
Bob Shankly.
Name the season when Dundee reached the semi-finals of the European Cup.
When they qualified or when they played?
When they reached the semi-finals of the European Cup.
62-63, they qualified.
Which club did Dundee defeat to clinch their only Scottish League title on the final day?
St Johnstone.
Dundee won the Scottish Cup in 1910. Who did they beat in the final after two replays?
Clyde?
In the Championship title-winning season 22-23, which player scored the very first goal of the season-ending game against Queen's Park?
22-23.
Yep, scored the first goal in that game.
Don't know. Pass.
What was the club's original home ground before moving to Dens Park?
Carolina Port.
Still finish. Well done, Jim. Oh, not bad. Not bad. There were three more questions to go, but...
Oh.
You did well with what you did. Let's go through them then, Jim. In the club, so you got Bob Shankly. That was the club's manager in their title-winning season. 62-63, well done, nailed that one. St Johnstone was the club you beat in the final match. It was Clyde, so that was the Scottish Cup in 1910.
I remember it well.
The one you didn't get here, it was Alex Jakubiak, former Falkirk player as well.
He got
the
first goal against Queen's Park. I never have got that.
And Carolina Port, you got that as well. So your total is 5, Jim. So that's not bad.
Not bad.
Puts you above.
Not bottom of the league.
Joint there with Hibs and St Mirren on 5 points. So well done.
Any chance you could give me the final three questions? Do you want to see how I would have done?
Right, in which years did Dundee win the Scottish League Cup consecutively?
54, 55.
Nah, it was 51 and 52. Oh. Name any current Dundee player that has played for Falkirk.
Luke Graham.
Yeah. Who's the only Dundee player to have represented Scotland at 2 World Cups while at the club?
Pass.
Doug Cowie. And how many times has Dundee finished as runners-up in the Scottish Cup?
In the Scottish Cup?
Yeah. How many times have you finished as runners-up?
Three.
Four. There you go. Not bad, Jim. Yeah, you're at least above Dundee United, so there you go.
Hey.
You've done Dundee proud. Brilliant. Listen, Jim Gellity, the voice of New Music in Scotland, thank you so much for joining us on Falkirk Daft. And that's it for this week's preview show. Thank you very much for listening, or if you're indeed watching on YouTube. Remember, still get your tickets for Falkirk Daft Live 6. They are still available. A handful are available for the gig at Behind the Wall on the 29th of November. Scott McKenzie and the one and only Brian Rice will be joining us on the night, so can't wait for that. Remember, like, subscribe to the channel, leave your comments below, and we'll see you on the next one where we're reviewing the game against Dundee, and hopefully Jim's looking sad and crying.
We're Falkirk Daft. Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're Falkirk Daft. Listen in the pub, or you can listen in the bath. We're Falkirk Daft. For everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk bear, We're Falkirk Daft. We are Falkirk Daft.